Today we're joined by Edel Brown from the Aspire Employability Programme, who's here to tell me a wee bit more about the open day they're hosting in both OMA and Enniskillen Town Centres, and that's on Friday the 9th of June from 9:30 to 4 p.m. Edel, can you tell us a wee bit more?
Yes, certainly. Thank you, Grainne. As you said, my name is Edel Brown and I represent the Aspire project for Fermanagh and OMA District Council. And we run an employability programme that is open to everyone across the district aged from 16 years and upwards who are either unemployed or working less than 16 hours a week and who are seeking employment in a different field to maybe what they're working at now, or somebody maybe who wants to reskill or get back into the workplace after taking a period of time out. We work with absolutely anybody, supporting them in a very tailored way, dependent basically on their own personal needs and professional needs. And we're having this open day on Friday the 9th of June from 9:30 to 4 o'clock in our offices in OMA, 1 Market Street, and our delivery partner for Fermanagh Rural Community Initiative. We will be having the open day in Enniskillen as well, in their premises on the Temple Road. We'll also have a presence at the Town Hall in Enniskillen as well. We'll have a bit of a marquee outside, and we would encourage anybody who is considering getting back into employment, or maybe students who are graduating very shortly, or school leavers, anybody at all, to come over and to have a chat with us throughout that day.
You mentioned the service training and the qualifications that Aspire provide are for free. Can you tell us a wee bit more of that and what the training and qualifications entail?
Yes, certainly. We do have a number of things that we run and we offer our participants, but we work very much on the basis of not taking something off the shelf and giving it to somebody. It's more about working with the individual as they come through to us and actually identifying with the participant what they actually need. And our qualifications and our training are all very focused on the individual and what it will take to move them into or closer to the employment opportunity that they want. But to give you a sense of some of the things that we would do, we offer MVQs at level one in retail, customer service and business administration. We offer a whole range of ICT training. We have trainers who provide the training and the license for the CSR, forklift license training, first aid. There's just such a range of qualifications and training actually on offer. But I suppose a uniqueness for us is that we actually have 4 project officers involved in the programme, mm-hmm. who work individually mentoring and assessing progress and making sure that the qualifications and the targets that people are setting are actually worked towards.
Yeah, now this time of the year is always busy for students graduating university or they're looking for employment. Is there anything that you can do to help them?
Yes, we certainly hope so. We are going to be piloting a 3-week graduate programme this year, starting in around the 17th of July. And what we have identified, coming from some feedback from previous open days and previous discussions and evaluations with some of the students that have come through our premises before, we've identified areas that we've built into that 3-week programme. So what we want to do is provide the type of things that will help the graduate to actually move on. Things that we have identified with them have been opportunities maybe in gaining IT qualifications and more business-related IT. Other things include, you know, getting support and advice from industry leaders that we work with locally. We engage with approximately 300 employers every year within the district. So it's utilising their knowledge and their skill to actually, you know, come in and speak to the students as well to give advice and guidance. The graduates, very often, there'll be that realisation that I have my degree, in a particular area, but I don't actually have the experience to back that up. And when they apply for jobs, they will see that maybe there's 6 months' experience required. Now, what we would hope to do is after the three-week program, if we have graduates who want to take up the opportunity of a placement to gain that experience, that industry experience that they need, then we would follow up on that.
Now, just to finish up, what do you think the benefits of joining the Aspire Employability Programme are?
I believe there are many benefits. I believe that this is a very good programme for participants, for people who have identified themselves that they need some support in moving into employment. As I say, we work on a very individual basis, and I know that's something that you hear a lot from programs, but that really is our approach. So we work on a one-to-one with the individual, where they are now and where they need to be, and put the steps in place as to how they get to that point. We also have a theme of health and well-being that runs throughout the program as well, because we recognize too, sometimes people will come through to us with other obstacles to gain unemployment, and some of those can be health related. So we have a specialist officer who would actually support people with health related issues in ensuring that they can work towards overcoming those obstacles, which means then that they've a better chance of moving into employment and sustaining employment. But the main advantage, what we're about, is supporting people into paid jobs. And the main advantage really is that the 12 people that work on the Aspire team are very experienced people, very friendly, very supportive, and they will work with the individual to do everything that they can to ensure that they can move on into that paid opportunity.